judge? There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Verse 13, be our text first. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what should be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we ask you, Lord, tonight, and Lord, I pray you'd help us to put everything out of our mind. And Lord, I pray you, Lord, that we would listen to your voice and to your word tonight. Holy Spirit of God, speak. Father, Lord, and Lord, I pray that you keep distractions from without, distractions from within down. Father, Lord, I pray if you would give me clarity of thought, clarity of speech tonight. Father, Lord, I just pray everything be done to your honor and to your glory. Lord, accomplish your will, we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You can go and have a seat. Here, James chapter 4, we're going to look at that a man there in verse 13 says, go to ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. We say that he's talking to this guy, and some things that we know about this guy. We know, number one, that he had a plan. His plan was to leave today or tomorrow. We know that he had a place to go. It says that going into such a city. We know he had a period of time he was going to go. He was going to go for a year, and we know he had a purpose, and that purpose was to buy and to sell. And we know that his goal was to have a profit or to get gain. And then we see here the Lord is talking to this man. There's nothing wrong with the plan or the purpose or the goal or the profit. There's nothing wrong with this. But Shane, you're back. I won't jump on your back or anything. Can you just step here a little bit? Here's Brother Shane. Let's say he decides to go into business. You know what? It's good to have a plan and a purpose and it's good to have all those things. And there's nothing wrong with the goal that this guy had in mind. But we're going to see in the next verse that he made one mistake. In verse 13, there's one thing he left out. I think of also back in Luke chapter 12 with the rich man. I mean, not the rich man, but the farmer that had a good crop, and he built barns and all that night, and he died that night. This man made the same mistake in all his planning. He forgot God. In all his planning, it was probably a good goal and a good plan. There was nothing wrong, and there was nothing wrong with his plan, but he forgot God. And in the last week, as I was reading this passage, in Luke chapter 12, I began to think. Thank you. See, as that was, I began to think. It's easy for us to say, well, how can he forget God? But I think sometimes in our life, if we're not careful, we get so busy in life. We have a plan. We have a place that we're going, and we have a purpose, and all those things that he had. We have those things, and though we don't say that we have forgot God, but sometimes with our life, I think we get so busy in life. And this man he was going to do nothing wrong that we know of. Many times we get so busy in life, and even when we do the right things sometimes in life, we begin to forget God and forget to ask him for help. And I begin to think, I begin to say some things that he messed up. I think first of all that he assumed he knew what the future held. Number one, this man assumed he was going to go to that place, and he assumed that he'd be there for a year. He assumed he was going to buy and sell. He could assume all these things. But we know from Matthew chapter 5, it rains on the just and the unjust. In our life, let's be careful not to live our life by assuming these things. We're going to get back to just a minute. And then the second thing, number one, we see he thought he knew the future. Number two, He knew what he wanted, and he can make it happen. Look back at verse 13 again. The word will. It says, go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city. He knew what he wanted, and he thought he could make it happen. Hold your place here in James, but turn over to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 14. Book of Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah chapter 14, we see here that another person that had a will. Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 13. This here is Lucifer speaking with the Lord was talking to Lucifer. He says, for thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation, the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. You know, I think many times in life we think everything is going to stay the same. I believe, well, also sometimes in life we think that, and when I was younger, I used to think, well, I can fix it. I can do this. I can do. I mean, if I'm on a trip and I get lost, I will never admit I'm lost. I just say, it's all good. Miss Sullivan's pointed to myself. You know what? Because I can fix it. You know, but you know, starting to learn. There are some things we just can't fix. I look up some illustration on this, and I guess it was Napoleon when he was going into Russia. He was advised not to go in into Russia, and he made a statement. He said, I purpose and I dispose. He was thinking, you know, he was saying, I want to do it, and I can make it happen. I think many times in our Christian lives that we too may make the same mistake. So again, the first point, keep this in mind. He messed up when he knew what he thought the future held. Number two, he knew what he wanted and thought he could make it happen. And then the next thing, he thought he had a year left. We're going to go back to 1 Chronicles, then we're going to march through the Bible. Back to 1 Chronicles chapter 29. 1 Chronicles 29. Should be the verse. 1 Chronicles chapter 29. It says this, for we are strangers before thee, and sojourners, verse 15, for we are strangers before thee and sojourners, as we are our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. Our days on the earth are as a shadow. Now turn over to the book of Job. Book of Job, chapter 7, verse 6. Job, chapter 7, verse 6. Says this, my days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle and are spent without hope. The days just fly by. And then look over chapter 8 and verse 9. For we are but of yesterday and know nothing, because our days upon the earth are a shadow. Again, the earth, our life is like a shadow. And then Job chapter 9, verse 25. Job 9, 25. Says, now my days are swifter than a post; they flee away; they see no good. Okay, verse 26. They are passed away as a swift ships, as the eagle that hastes to his prey. Our life it just flies by. Then a verse we've heard before: Job chapter 14. Job chapter 14, verse 1 and 2. Says, man that is born a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower, is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. And then we're almost done. Psalm 39. Just going through the Old Testament here. Psalm 39. Hope we're going to tie all this together in just a little bit. Psalm 39. verse 4 and 5. Psalm 39, 4, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. We see how frail we are. Then look over to Psalm 103, verse 15. I know we got a lot of verses. Psalm 103, 15. Psalm 103 and verse 15. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he nourisheth. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so it flourishes. We see that life comes and goes. And then the last verse under this point, look to Luke chapter 12. We refer to this in just a second. Go to Luke chapter 12. And then we'll be going back to James, and then we'll get to the main point. Luke chapter 12, verse 19. Again, this is the story of the rich man. Luke chapter 12 and verse 19. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? Many times we too think we'll be here another year. In our lives, let's be careful to understand that we are men, ladies, we're flesh, and this flesh will die. Some flesh will live a long time. Some flesh will live a short amount of time. The young man passed away in Goshen. Just a young person. But he got sick, and he died. One of the things that stand out in my mind about Elmwood is how quickly people die. They die constantly there. Almost every week there's someone that died. Some are younger, some are older, some die of natural consequences, some die of tragedies, and some die of drugs. But they all die. But it's not just the folks down in the inner city. It's folks out here in our area as well. If you go to the graveyard, there's all ages there on the tombstones. I preached a funeral one day of a baby girl. They just had a graveside. She lived an hour after birth. Tim and his wife stood there, and they held one side of the casket, and I held the other side of the casket and tried to share some words of comfort. 1 hour. Preached the funeral of a lady, 100 years old. From an hour to 100, that's a big gap. But the point is this: let's understand this, folks. That yes, we're Christians, and we love God. But let's remember, He reigns on the just and the unjust. And because we live in a sin-cursed world, we all will die, and none of us know when our time is. The first thing was, we don't know what the future holds. The second point is that that we can't make things happen. The third point is this, is that we don't know how long we have left. And number four, and the last point was this. He thought he could do it today or tomorrow. Go back, if you would, to the book of James, chapter 4. James, chapter 4. And as I was staying for this sermon on vacation, I thank the Lord I was able to read some books, and I was able to spend some extra time just reading the Bible and studying some things. In James chapter 4, verse 13, it says today or tomorrow. None of us know if we're going to be here tomorrow or not. And we procrastinate. Miss Truett, I'm going to tell myself, Miss Truett said something. She said, Brother Slay, I need CDs. I said, okay, Mr. Truitt, I will order them tomorrow. I promise. I came in Sunday morning, or I mean, Monday morning, said, my office, I need to order this. I thought, well, I'll get them in a little bit. And the night I walked in, I thought, didn't order CDs. We procrastinate. It's our nature. I think over in the book of Exodus, I think chapter 8, when the plagues was there and they had their frogs, and Pharaoh said, tomorrow send them out. He procrastinated. How many times in life do we procrastinate? I think of King Agrippa there in Acts chapter 20-26. Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Almost. He was just waiting a little bit longer. As far as we know, he never got saved. I think there's two areas of our lives that we do all four of these things we mentioned in this man's life tonight. There's two areas of life that we are guilty of these thoughts. Number one is salvation. A lot of folks think, well, I'll get saved later. I'll get saved close to my deathbed. Or I'll get saved after I've done this or I've done that. I'll get saved later. Procrastination was one of the big mistakes this man made. He procrastinated. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, I encourage you, don't wait another day. Don't wait another second. Just come down front. Allow somebody to show you from the Word of God how to be saved. Don't wait. We don't know what tomorrow holds. And also in this area, those of us have friends and loved ones that are lost and going to hell. Let's don't assume they have tomorrow. They might not have tomorrow. Let's not procrastinate in going and witnessing to our lost loved ones and friends and be faithful to pray for them and do what we can to lead them to Christ. Let's don't procrastinate in the area of either our salvation or salvation of other folks. And the second one is this: service. We'll all serve God later. To turn, if you would, over, go ahead and turn toward the book of Luke. I think it's chapter 5, but I want to make sure I have the right chapter. Back to the book of Luke, chapter 5. Yes, Luke chapter 5, verse 1 through 11. Two things about service. Chapter 5 and verse 1. And it came to pass, as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. He entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from land, and he sat down and taught the people of the ship. Apparently, Simon obeyed immediately. Four, now when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, launch out in the deep and let down your nets for a draw. And Simon answered, said to him, Master, we have toiled all night, have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when he had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in another ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man. He was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draw of fishes, which was taken. I believe there's two things here in the life of Peter. Number one, he was with the Lord. When the Lord spoke, he listened and obeyed. In our lives, in every Christian service, let's always just trust the Lord. There are some things that just don't make sense. But when God calls us to do something, let's do it. He gave us His plan in the Word of God. And it's not His plan doesn't work anymore. Many times we don't work His plan. I heard a long time ago, you plan your work and then you work your plan. Brother Mark, have you ever heard that? You plan your work and you work your plan. God gave us the plan. The problem is today, most time, it's not being worked. I want to speak to the youth first tonight, just for a second. In your life, don't make the same mistake the man in James chapter 5 here did. He assumed he had tomorrow. He assumed he was in charge of everything. When God speaks to your heart in an area of service, don't wait. Do it then. Peter, he was there, and then the Lord called for him to take the ship out. He said, and he went out. He obeyed God. And then a little bit later, God spoke to him again. And even though it didn't make sense, in Peter's mind, because that was the wrong time of day to fish, and it just wouldn't work, yet he obeyed, and God blessed. People, don't let the devil rob you of the desire to serve Him. Don't let the devil think that because things have happened in your life, it's out of your control, that God can't use you or He won't use you, because God wants to use you in a great and mighty way. But the devil is a liar, and he will whisper things. I know you guys probably haven't noticed, but I stutter. I know that's probably a shock. You guys haven't noticed. But I tell you, when God spoke about preaching, I thought, well, Lord, I can't preach. Who's going to listen? Lord, I can't do that. Since senior high school, I was debating on going to college or not. And I talked to Brother Woody, and I said, Lord, I said, I'm not, because I was afraid that God couldn't use me. I had to come to the point where I said, Lord, it don't make sense. But Lord, You called. I'll go. And however You do, whatever You do is fine. Don't allow the devil to take situations of life and make you think that God can't use you or that He won't use you. God can use you. Allow Him to use you. But the devil knows is if he can distract us by whatever it is. In my case, it was my speech. It was some things at home. Whatever it is, the devil wants to distract us. But be careful. The devil's a roaring lion. Walk by seeking whom he may devour. If we fail to continue with what God's called, we're going to miss that great ground of fishes that God's got planned for us. I'm nobody, but I feel honored. I can say that I preach in Hungary. I preach to Mexico. I preach here at Hope, different places. Because God can. But don't allow the devil to rob you of that. Don't allow the philosophy of James chapter 4, verse 13, that man to rob you of that. And then adults, we won't get on the youth, but we're guilty of the same thing. Well, Lord, I've done this and I've done that, and Lord, I know You just can't use me. Well, God's calling. He wants to use us. There's all kind of ministries to do around the church. God's plan is for God's people to worship and to serve Him, and for us to serve. I encourage you tonight, stop and make sure in our life that according to James 4:13 that we're not making the same mistake, because the man in James 4:13 made the same mistake as the man in James chapter 12, in Luke chapter 12, and God called him a fool. Just a couple of quick thoughts. Number one, you don't know what the future holds. Serve God today. Second thought is this. I don't know what's going to happen, and I can't make anything happen. I have to trust God. Number three, acknowledge that you might not have your next breath. You might not have tomorrow. serve God now. And number four, young people, surrender your life to God. Be like Peter. God said, God called him, and Peter just did it. Adults, same as the teenagers, we need to just say, God, I'm here. What do you want? When's the last time all of us just stopped and put God back in the picture and said, God, what do you want today? God, what do you want for my life from this point forward? And they just stopped and listened to God. I know about James 4:13. Sometimes if I'm not careful, I become that man. I have my routine, I have my list, I have this and I have that. And I go through day after day after day thinking, I can take care of it. And sometimes God just knocks you down and says, no, you can't. So learn today from James chapter 4, verse 13, to not be like that man. Don't be like the man in Luke chapter 12 when God said he was a fool. I don't think that God would ever call a Christian a fool, but I think sometimes we can act like a fool sometimes. We can make the same mistake these guys do. If we're too busy to serve God, we're too busy. If we have too many plans to serve God, we have too many plans. If we think we have tomorrow to do anything, we might be wrong. Nothing wrong with those goals and dreams. But when those goals and dreams determine what I do today more than what God determines what I do, then those dreams and goals have become an idol. Lord, what would you have me to do? Go back to James chapter 4, verse 14. I'll be done. James chapter 4, verse 14. Christian, myself included, whereas you know not what should be on the morrow, what your life, it's even a vapor, that appears for a little time, then vanishes away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such boasting is evil. Peter was marveled when he saw the great draught of fishes. He marveled. He fell down at the Lord's feet and worshiped him. When God does bless us, let's don't think that we do anything special. It's all him. It's all him. Many times we leave God out of the picture when we serve him. And then many times we leave God out of the picture when he blesses. With our vacation, I could not have planned a better vacation. Every stop, the car ran great. Every stop, we stopped on the way out of the hotel. Great time there. We stopped at the Bashams. Great time there. We went on down to Crystal's and had a great time there. On down to St. Louis to see another friend of mine, Brother Eisen. Had a great time with him and his folks. Then we went on down to Paducah, Kentucky. Spent a little bit of time in Paducah, Kentucky. Nothing there. Great place to go. But Paducah, Kentucky. And then we went on to Georgia. Then we came back up to Cumberland Falls and saw some family there. And I could not have planned a better time. If I'm not careful, I won't stop and thank God for that time. Every good gift is from above. If God's been good to you, we better be like Peter, fall at the Savior's feet and worship him. If you're not saved tonight, don't delay. You might not have tomorrow. You sure can't save yourself. Number two, tonight, if God spoke to you about service, obey him. Be like Peter. Obey him quickly. And when God blesses, you fall at his feet and say, Lord, thank you so much. Because we serve a great and mighty God. If we stand with head bowed and eyes closed, please.